Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Money Watch ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It's Thursday, April 11th, and it's kind of like high pressure tax week. And that's why we are devoting both shows this week to recent segments that I have done on CBS Mornings. And here's one that just blows my mind, because every year around this time, the IRS releases this list of crazy scams that are going on. And they usually peak during tax season. And Mark, have you ever been a victim of a scam like this? Like any of these things? Just received something like a text or something?
I personally have not. But Amanda, very recently, a few months ago, almost got nailed. She got one of these random phone calls, you know, the caller ID looks legit. Everything looks legit. And it was supposedly the NYPD saying that her credit have been compromised and blah, 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 blah. And she's on the phone with these people. And as she's on the phone with them, she's texting me saying, I'm talking to NYPD and they're telling me all this stuff. And at first, you know, I didn't really think anything of it. And then I immediately picked up the phone right away. And I'm like, hang up the phone right now. This is a scam.
How did you know?
Because she was telling me some of the things she was telling me, it just didn't make sense. I'm like, first of all, this wouldn't be NYPD calling you. And she's telling me about the guys and like accents. And I said, what are their names? And one of the guys' last name was like Murphy, you know? Uh-huh. And yet she said he had like an Indian accent. I said, hang up the phone. This is a scam.
Oh, my God. You know, what's amazing is that this is like the number one thing, which is fake communications from something that seems legit, right? So it could be a police person. It could be a state tax agency or the IRS. So that to me is like the big issue. So here's what I'm going to do. I want to make sure that we do this. We're going to play the segment that aired last week on CBS Mornings. This is me with Nate Burleson, one of the co-anchors. And it's really about this IRS Dirty Dozen list. And again, this is the peak time for scams. This is a barrage of emails and text scams, and they target taxpayers and anyone else. So I know this stinks. You got to be prepared. So let's play the segment, and Mark and I'll come back on the other side of it.
In today's Money Watch, we are talking about tax scams, the latest IRS list of the so-called Dirty Dozen. Now, that's a rundown of the most common scams the agency sees, especially during tax filing season. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is here to break it all down. How you doing, Jill?
Doing well.
All right. So first on this year's list, a scam designed to steal sensitive taxpayer information, or phishing scams. Break this down for us.
Phishing, and you ready for this? Smishing. SMS or text messaging.
Okay.
Just think about this. Before you even consider scams, remember that the IRS is not texting you, and the IRS is not actually sending you an email.
Okay, say that again. You have to say that again.
They're not emailing you. So put your big defense mechanism up. And also know that they'll only call you if you've actually been notified by mail prior. Mm. So what we're trying to do is identify any inbound communication that seems to be from the IRS or from a state tax agency. They are preying on fear and greed. Fear, we're freezing your account. Greed, you've got a tax refund. You get something like that, especially if it's time sensitive, then you just run the other way.
Hook, line, and sinker. They get you right there. All right, so for people who want to set up online accounts with the IRS, there are also people scamming those folks.
Exactly. And so we talked about this earlier this week. I said, hey, go to the IRS.gov, set up your own account. There are now inbound solicitations of companies that are saying, we'll set up the account for you. They are phishing or smishing you. Mm. They're trying to get your personal information so they can set up an account, get your personal information, file returns for you. Only do this yourself at IRS.gov.
All right. So what is check washing?
Okay, this is like an old school scam gang, and it is not part of the Dirty Dozen yet, but this is rampant across the country.
How does it work?
Basically, thieves go into a mailbox, they pull out checks, they use nail polish remover, they basically wash the amount, they then steal it and cash it. Okay, this is important. To avoid this, try to go to your local post office to deposit your checks. Be very careful. Monitor your accounts. Use black gel pens because they're harder to mess with. Be on alert, my friends.
So this was late 90s when this was really happening. Now these old school scams are coming back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, Mark, I was laughing because when I first got this email from the IRS, there's now a new thing. It's not just phishing. It's called smishing. And smishing is basically a text that's claiming to be from the IRS. So, again, gang, just don't open any of this stuff. Don't do anything. And if someone calls you on the phone from a law enforcement agency, hang up. Just say, what's precinct are you from? Get the precinct number, hang up, and then call the precinct. Then look up what the actual precinct number is, and you can call them back. But do not stay on the phone with these folks. That's a huge piece of this, right? Also, I just think what is completely insane is that there is this immediacy to some of these calls that you have to be very careful. This is on purpose, right? This is on purpose that they are actually saying, you know, you have to do this. You have to act now. Hurry up. Your account is locked down. These are all really important things to remember. You never need to respond to a tax-related email or text message. Just report everything, anything unsolicited, and report that to phishing@irs.gov. That's a biggie. That's a real biggie. I also noticed that one of the big scams is like kind of not a scam so much as a ripoff. And the IRS said has like the, one of their Dirty Dozen is beware of offer in compromise mills. Now, what they mean is these are firms that are enticing you to settle your tax debts. Okay. They're saying, hey, we'll get you a better settlement with the IRS. Now, the deal is that these so-called plans, they're just charging massive fees for something that you can do directly at IRS.gov. And, you know, it's a weird thing. It's just close enough to a real offer that you think you should take them up on it. Because there is something called an offer and compromise, which is a legitimate IRS program that allows qualifying taxpayers to work with the IRS to settle a tax debt for less than the full amount owed. Okay. That is, like we talked about that with short-term and long-term payment plans, but this is actually a real plan. So the thing is that you have to do this directly with the IRS. You should not have anyone else involved, no third party. So an offer in compromise agreement is a direct negotiation between you and the IRS without a third party, unless like you have a CPA or a tax preparer who's working with you and you know. All right. So these are called OIC, offer and compromise mills. They make exaggerated claims. It's not unlike these ones that say, oh, I'm going to negotiate with your credit card company for you. No, they're not going to. And Mark, the last thing I did on this segment was talk about this check washing scheme, which makes me insane. This is happening a lot. So no mailing of checks. This is the Mark Talare show. Please don't mail your checks, right?
No, you know, in our old neighborhood, I guess this is a little indication as to why we moved, but in our old neighborhood, there was a mailbox out front of our complex. And anytime I would go to use it, I would always put my hands under it. You could just feel all the sticky stuff that the thieves put under there.
Oh, that's how they
do it. Mail.
They catch it. Yeah. They pull it out. They then take nail polish remover. They wipe out the amount. It's huge. I have to tell you something. I found this to be like such an old school weirdo fraud that I wanted to bring it back just to talk about it. Because you know what? If you're going away, have your mail held. Don't mail at your drop off box. Go to the post office. You know, check your account regularly. I think that a lot of things that we are subject to scam wise, that a lot of it can be really snuffed out if you're keeping an eye on your accounts. And that's why you should be monitoring this. All right. That is our public service of tax week. I hope everyone enjoyed that. It's so hard. You know, it's like one of the guys, cameraman, told me this during the week, and he was telling me like a terrible scam story about his mom. And he goes, it's something else. I said, I know. It's like, the weirdest thing is that so much of our lives is like defensive driving for your life, right? It's like, yes, you're defensive driving on the road. You have to cross the street watching, you know, looking back and forth a million different ways because people in these cities are riding city bikes and different electric bikes and they go in the wrong way. You're worried about your mom's tax fraud. You're worried about your own scams. You're worried about your medical. It's exhausting, Mark. I can't do it anymore. Well, it's been a delightful show. I'm sorry. We'll be more upbeat next week, I promise. Don't forget, all of our content lives on JillOnMoney.com. Click the Contact Us button if you've got a question, write your note, and if you want to join us on the air, just make sure you check that box. Don't forget, you can subscribe to Jill on Money Live on our website. You can also buy my book, The Great Money Reset. Check out our YouTube show also, Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. Mark Talare was the co-host and executive producer and the king of all things web. We're distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen and try to do something nice for someone else today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.